Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. To predict the effect of long-duration spaceflight on human health, scientists have been studying astronauts on the International Space Station. One thing they found was worsened vision.
Some astronauts developed swollen optic nerves and a flattening of the eyes. They thought maybe it was caused by low gravity, which allows a buildup of bodily fluids like blood and water in the head.
To test this theory, researchers studied the jugular veins of 11 astronauts. The vein sits in the neck and sends blood from the head back to the heart. Before astronauts went to space, measurements were taken of their jugulars as they stood or lay down. All were normal.
But once in space, on the ISS, ultrasounds of the astronauts showed the blood flow in 6 of 11 astronauts stagnated. Sometimes the blood sloshed back and forth, and by day 50 was not moving in the normal direction. One astronaut even developed a blood clot.
A possible explanation could be the shifting of bodily fluids and organs upward, blocking the flow of blood through some of the veins.
Before returning from space, astronauts used a Russian-designed suit to move some of the fluids back down in the body, which helped. Upon return, almost all astronauts recovered.
For now, only physically fit astronauts travel to space, but that won't be the case when paying customers start taking commercial spaceflights.
More pressing is how even fit astronauts will endure years of space travel when they attempt the journey to and back from Mars.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.